some growth subject about Buddhism. Different people have different idea about what is Buddhism. I think it's difficult to say this is the Buddhism, therefore should be this way, sort of. Simple way to judge is difficult. But I can say Buddhism is different than Western way of view of religion. And also, learning Buddhism means learning about you, the nature of your body, speech, mind. That's subject learning. Particularly emphasize subject is how the nature of mind and cooperate the everyday life. This is very much emphasized rather than too much emphasizing something, what is Buddha or Buddha nature or something like that, God nature. Because it is so important to know or comprehend about our own mind nature, since we want it happy and enjoy and peace and satisfaction. Because the satisfaction is comes from the mind or conscious or wisdom, rather than comes from asking. The one thing is, Buddhism is very simple and practical, logically explained how the satisfaction comes from mind, rather than super sort of nature, you should believe sort of this kind of emphasis. It is very true in the West, since you born up to now, extremely emphasized the happiness is outside. So that your sense perception and the conscious is extremely important to getting or the sense of world. Therefore, that you make life for the life, what is really value for you, is you make it all the time, value is outside, rather than your life even. So this extreme, the mind view to make value on the external, that is a misconception, unreasonable, illogical thinking. So one should know one wanting and really peace and happy, really joyful, one should realize that satisfaction, happy, it comes from the mind, rather than to extreme investigate into outside. You never can pound. Who pound? Who is? Since you may exist, you can never pound. Although scientific technology, we think that is a solution to bring the human happiness. That is a totally wrong conception. Impossible. Of course, technology is good. It's necessary to use it skillfully. That's not against religion. You understand? Once who realize technology outside external development, we have to know that not against the religious aspect. But in the West, so extreme religious people, they're sort of against external people develop, sort of, scientific to knowledge. And the science or non-believer people, and against believer people. Misconception. Who is not believing in the world? Who is not believing? First of all, if I give question, believe me does not mean intellectually. People think I don't believe. They think there are something very intellectually sort of. But two, three questions, what you like, what you don't like, he immediately shows, hand the things I like. You understand? Which way you like, he shows that he's believing. Two, three questions, he finishes his. So however, the external development and internal development, it goes in sort of violently, rather than contradicting each other. Very useful. Then life becomes balanced and harmony. Otherwise, you're contradicting each other. The inner mind becomes conflicting. So Buddhism, there's no contradiction. External scientific development and also mental development. That both need, both are correct development. But can be positive, can be negative also. So that is a way of you putting your mental attitude, isn't it? There's no such thing as absolutely external existence. This is a totally negative, this is totally positive. The positive is the negative, it comes from is the way of the background. So, to avoid the extreme view, it is very important. Because in the West, extremely they emphasize, emotionally emphasize into attachment object. This makes me good, this makes me happy. You have to know how to go to middle rather than extreme overestimate or extreme underestimate. That doesn't mean sort of you give up everything. Lama doesn't mean you give up everything, your possession. But emotionally, extreme attachment in the any object, external, internal, which makes you sick mentally. So that sick, the mental disease, has very difficult to cure in the West. Medicine is not a solution, isn't it? You all know. And the psychologists, I think, doubtful how they solve the problem, attachment problem. You know what I mean, you know? I think you all have experience. This is a problem. The reason why is not investigating the reality of the mind. Then you know the function of attachment leads, possession, miserable, isn't it? I mean, we all know. Actually, it is really not difficult. It is so simple. The Buddhism has a method to demonstrate that your mentality of attachment, how functioning everyday life through the meditation. It's so simple, actually, you know. So the real conclusion is what happened is lack of knowledge, wisdom. Especially concerned too much your own comfort and pleasure with overestimating attachment and automatically brings hate feeling someone other. That feeling is contradicting automatically in your mind. That nature is Buddhism thinking, Lord Buddha's psychology thinking. That is the thing. Unbalanced mind. So, that is not enough, only going to temple or church, Sunday. One should examine every day by becoming conscious oneself and one's behavior and action. Most times, we hear the other is unconscious. So, to demonstrate unconsciousness, the mind, action, the need, a lot of strength, energy, wisdom. So that is cannot gain it instinctively and all the time, everyday life, by becoming conscious. And then you can realize easily. It's so simple, actually. We all say the religious person or non-religious person, loving kindness to others, so important. So how to have that loving kindness feeling is through understanding other people's needs and which way is suffering. Which way, best way to give happiness, bring to others. You must check out. But our emotions, we project what we attach with it, what we think good is, we project others. We think people probably is hungry and thirsty. So try to give chocolate and drink this thing. People problem. The human problem is not thirsty and hungry. It's a misconception. Pollution. Mental pollution. So, therefore, very important to make your mind clear. As long as your mind is clear, the external world, up and down, does not bother you into your peaceful mind. You still be in your mind, peace and joyful. It's reasonable. Otherwise, you're always watching up and down, world up and down, all too bad or too good, like that. You up and down. That is the only way you be happy or unhappy. You never be happy lifetime. Impossible. Because anyway, there is world nature is a way of peace. The mind putting, build up is the up and down nature. So shoot up, shoot down sometimes. So that you upset and disturbing your peaceful mind, you never be happy lifetime. But if you realize this up and down is the nature, but there is a reason you be happy and at peace. As long as your mind is at peace, balance, there is wisdom. There is control. I'm sure Westerners thinking or control is the religion or Buddhism, the control. So emphasize control. We don't want this kind of thing. That is their trip, Himalayan mountain trip. Not the Los Angeles trip, they take that way. But the control is nature there. Lama's experience, control is nature. As long as you have wisdom, the knowing, the how the functioning uncontrolled mind, what will rule, how rude uncontrolled mind, when you realize control is so natural. We think control and the human development equal the same thing. There's no distinction. This kind of setting can develop that way, this kind of cannot be. There's no. To discover mental joyful, peaceful, has no distinction between East and West, and white or black, there's no distinction. Potentiality of the human mind is equally centered. Therefore, human ability is so grateful. So that if you use wisely, with wisdom, then it's worthwhile. If you use with such emotional attachment, a basic association with emotional ignorance, impossible. There's no way you'll be happy. So therefore, be careful. So, Lord Buddha's teaching so much emphasized understanding rather than fantasy, hallucination. Actually, many times the emotional projection, hallucination, not perceived realistic view, that perception is, we think, wrong conception. So as long as your mind is pollution with the wrong conception mind, impossible to be not frustrated. So clear mind has ability sometimes enjoy. So it's so simple. When your mind is extreme, one side extreme emotional attached, one part emotionally hey, what reason you hey, what reason you happy, grasping. If you check up that logically, ask yourself, that logical comes conclusion. Equally, same conclusion, true logical. Because the emotion attachment giving logical is illogical and unreasonable. So same thing, emotionally you had this one object is illogical, unreasonable, giving hallucination, projection. So also you believe in that way. Therefore, I say believing is do not think intellectual something. Yes, I believe it, yes. That doesn't mean you believe too. Also, you say believe, you not believe sometimes. You know? Okay. So the believing and believing is given into consciousness. As long as you have attachment, there is definitely believing. Belief does not necessarily supernatural. Something beyond something logical. Can be many different ways, believe me. So, the turning Buddhist psychology to be able to love or compassion to others, you must have this equilibrium feeling with all living beings. It is not sort of rational. I have one piece of candy that should cut to others. Not like that. It's inside your mind. Unbalanced mind is unhealthy. So therefore, the equilibrium mind is in the mind to have this feeling. Rather than emphasizing, again you go to putting external. That is almost the impossible, I tell you, actually. I mean, the equilibrium, Buddha says equilibrium is the turning your mind equal and the balance. And the communists, they try to tell equal. That's different. You have to know that. So that as long as you have ego balancing mind, you can, without discriminating, loving kindness with the universal living being. When you have that, the attachment, the emotional attachment, the conceptualization automatically decreases. If you have method, however, it's not the difficult. With the right method, with the right wisdom to put together, it's so easy to solve the problem. But human beings are lack of reason, lack of intrinsic knowledge, and the happiness is there. But we're searching here. You understand? This is the problem. Actually, really simple. really joyful peace and happiness with you. With you. Therefore, we say, if you professionally meditate and search the nature of mind, you can discover everlastingly joyful and happiness. Because always with you, it's the mechanical energy, not the outside, the refrigerator, the energy, which is always exhausted. So, mental energy, with the right wisdom and the right method, it becomes unlimited. Unlimited. It's always with you, incredible. Therefore, human is powerful. You know, we are materialistic people thinking, human great, look at build outside, look at fantastic outside we building. But we don't know that it comes from the human mind. Without the human skillful mind, there's no outside also, supermarket. You understand? So the really settle too much exchange value into supermarket and really internal supermarket try to discover. It's very useful. Then the mind becomes equal and balanced. It sounds like Buddhism, renown, and not good extreme attachment for you emotionally. But that doesn't mean sort of physically give up. You're using bathroom all the time, every day, isn't it? But that doesn't make you tired yourself. But using every day, isn't it? You know, laboratory, every day we're using. But we don't have attachment too much. You understand another word? So the same thing. We use natural equal and reasonable value for human existence, but not too extreme. Like one boy, he ran to get an apple. There's one apple. He ran for himself, very intensively run. And he broke his leg. And then you people think, oh, he's foolish. He making value. Get one elbow, and his life is changing. We're going to say, well, he's foolish. Same thing, actually. Actually, we check out, deeper check out. We make an extreme attachment, the projection on object, extremely. So forget how your ability, potential, energy. So this is dangerous. Like going to run one elbow, he's destroying his life. Forget one elbow. It's wrong there. Or the same thing, actually, the attachment emotionally, looking with hallucination on objects, is definitely destroying your own nature. So, the human nature is grateful, but the way of using energy by skillfully, worthwhile, to know is very important. Way of directing your life energy, which way putting together is very important. I think instead of I talking too much, better we have a little bit of discussion. Okay? Thank you. If you have some question, and give question, so then we do some. Yes?
What is the way to make the mind clear so that we have equilibrium of mind and
skillfulness and action? Good. By recognizing the post-conception view, they can put your mental energy in the clear atmosphere. Is clear?
No.
Okay. What he said? Question?
How do you make the mind equal?
Yeah. That's right, yes. That's why I say, by recognizing unbalanced mind, how come, which cause come, which cause reacting unbalanced mind? If you know, then it becomes clear.
Thank you. I think it's clear. You see, maybe I talk a little bit. You see, Buddhism is to destroy something negative. Instead of avoiding that, you have to face and check up how come this, what is reality. You understand? Therefore, it's so logical, more scientific, rather than you buy, you go some other place, avoid, and only something thinking positive. That is not enough here. Okay? Oh, yeah. That's all. Mm-hmm. So when the problem comes, instead of goes this way, face this way. Okay? Very useful there. Because actually, in the West, many times when the problem comes, they go this way. So they cannot pound really what is the problem root. And sometimes they hire here, they hire here. That's not good. That's not good. You have to demonstrate how they're coming. Okay? Then can you really discover a clear mind. By knowing unclear nature, how cause comes, what nature of cause, that's very important to know root. Example, growing your house, something fun, something, always hurt you here. If you're cutting here, or cutting here, a little bit here, I can grow, all the time hurt you. If you check a root, how deep root, that you cut, then it's forever not bother you. That's all. Yes?
Possible,
yes.
Mm-hmm. May I ask a question?
One who realizes, there's one question already. One who realizes one's projection of the hallucination, the ego's giving, what you are, self-imagination, that when you realize that hallucination, self-imagination, what you are is not existent. As you are thinking, your mind thinking, as ego's interpreter, then suddenly when you recognize the sunyata vision, emptiness vision, automatically come, experience. But the entirely self-imagination, I am this, I'm thinking it is this, that way. Therefore, I should have this. Impossible to reach beyond the thought. So the skillful knowledge, wisdom, and best get analytic knowledge, wisdom, that my imagination, ego's interpretation, what I am, self-imagination, why is it a form, is it a color? No. Why is it? The final conclusion is they're not existent, externally, internally. So the experience, the voidness or sunyata or empty vision is automatically come. At that time, you reach beyond the thought. Because many times, I'm this, therefore I need harm. I'm this, therefore I need peace. I'm this, therefore I go to the supermarket. You understand? This and that, this, so much emotionally involving thought, that conflict destroying the inner peaceful. Clear?
Your Beyonce connection beyond to control the mind.
Beyond. Beyond, yes.
To control
you
the
say,
mind.
You're asking, excuse me, you're asking is it,
yes.
Okay, that is, you know, how you reach beyond the soul. That's all I answer. That's clear? First, what is clear? Okay, then what? Then another question? Yeah, that is the empty, or whatever you call it. Sometimes terminology is called sunyata, Sanskrit, and sometimes it's called empty. But empty does not mean something empty, nothing is, you understand? No, it's the conceptualization of the ego. Build it up. I am 15 years old, it's much more bigger than Los Angeles. You understand? This is a good example, you know what I mean? You know, that is a hallucination. So what if we realize? That is totally non-existent. It's only projected by my mind, my ego. But suddenly comes the experience, sunyata. Good. Clear? Clear? Then suddenly, which there's no thought also. No thought does not mean sort of you pick up the unconscious. Not like that. So many people, that's dangerous. First of all, that is a dangerous point of view. Because no thought does not mean you pick up the unconscious. It means, no. If this is important, this is the public topic. Therefore, if we talk sort of personally, sometimes people get misconceptions. So therefore, does not have conflicting that these dualistic, conflicting thoughts. It means that you reach beyond thought, it means conflicting, dualistic mind. You reach beyond that. Not, it doesn't mean you are becoming unconscious. Okay, very important to know. Good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes?
I have a question.
Yes, you.
I understand what you're saying, and I feel very strongly for the some of the things that you say.
Yes, dear.
I have also learned these through the Fritz Perls method, the idea of your projection.
Yes.
Very much so. I have felt them badly in me.
That's very true.
The problem that I've never heard from anybody, even in our own culture, is we're sort of trapped in our own world. Suppose you lose your job, or suppose you have troubles with your family, or suppose you're running down on money and your relatives and people, you can't easily divest these connections because these are part of you.
That's right.
How do you handle your projection, your identification?
To put yourself such environment, such influence, you choosing is also very important. If you put yourself in that situation, automatically, that maybe before, past time, you don't have that kind of habit. But 1, 2, 3 days, and then sometimes get that all. You become automatically same thing. Therefore, important, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes?
Your physical exercise you can do.
Yes.
Like Tai Chi Chuan or yoga.
Right.
You can tone your body as well as your mind.
Good. Physical exercise also good, but better mental exercise, more powerful. Oh yes, yeah, we have also, yes, certain points, because sometimes we have to sit in some small, some particular point. We have to sit in long time, month. That time we have physically also yoga, but normally we emphasize so much. How mental attitude is the most important. Whatever you do, speak, body, action, movement, any. Yes, good, yeah, yes. So the Buddhism very much emphasizes the nature of mind to know. Good. Yes.